It's the end of an era in Los Angeles as the Rams inform Cooper Kupp that he will be released today. This news was reported here on Wednesday afternoon by Tom Pelissero. And unfortunately, I can't say this is a surprise. We knew the Rams were looking to trade Cooper Kupp. We heard that him sticking with the team was the least likely outcome. And ultimately, I mean, this comes down to a dollars and cents issue. They owed him $5 million in guaranteed money. He'll still get that money. But his cap number for the year was nearly $30 million, 10.6% of your cap. They went out and spent money on Davante Adams and actually will have Adams at a lower number than what they were slated to pay Kupp. He actually had one more year beyond this year on his deal as well, but that will all be gone. Now, I expect Cooper Kupp to have a relatively robust market. He should land somewhere fairly quickly, but let's put this into context. Kupp is a 32-year-old wide receiver this season. He also is a player who statistically has been on the decline and also has struggled to stay healthy in recent seasons. This past season, he played in 12 games. That was the same in 23. In 2022, he managed to play in just 9 games. Over that span of time, he's been okay when he's on the field. I mean, he did hit triple-digit targets this past season in those 12 games played. But overall, since the 2021 season, where, let's be clear, that was a brilliant season, 145 catches, nearly 2,000 receiving yards, 1947, and 16 touchdowns. It was a triple crown winning season. Since then, the struggles with health and the declining efficiency and ultimately the rise of Puka Nacua kind of set the stage for all of this. Now, it has been a really interesting career arc for Cooper Kupp. He was great at the college level, but it was at Eastern Washington. You know, he wasn't playing against Power 5 competition, that's for sure. Ended up in the pre-draft process running a 4.62, which for wide receiver purposes is pretty slow. And perhaps that's why, despite all of the production at the college level, he fell to round 3, pick 69. Yes, nice, indeed. But we know Sean McVay has a type. His type is unique. He finds the guys who fit what they want to do. And then ultimately, after that point of getting him in, Cooper Kupp had a major impact on the overall state of Sean McVay's offense. We actually heard this from Jordan Rodrigue on her podcast series where she covered the Shanahan and McVay offenses. But essentially, one of the staples of the late 2010s Sean McVay offense, it's sort of evolved a little bit since then, but it still is a key component part, is a heavy usage of 3 wide receiver sets, 11 personnel. Well, that wasn't necessarily the design initially, but when Cooper Kupp showed up, they were like, wow, we got to keep this dude on the field. He was that good. Now, again, career arcs happen, and unfortunately, you know, there is a little bit of a decline here, but I still think he could be a number 2 wide receiver for teams. And there are several, let's be clear, who are in desperate need of wide receiver help. So we can't ultimately determine any fantasy value for him until he lands. I would expect that to happen very quickly. And of course, for the Rams, as I mentioned, I mean, you have Puka Nacua there. You have Davante Adams in the mix as well. The third wide receiver is going to be interesting. I'm not quite sure exactly how they handle that. They did re-sign Tutu Atwell. I'm not particularly bullish about Jordan Whittington stepping into the Kupp's role because, you know, that slot role, we really didn't see him playing in that role last year. It would be more a perimeter role. And honestly, Nacua and Adams are in those spots. Perhaps Sean McVay has his eye on somebody day 2 or day 3, but we won't know until late April. But for now, Cooper Kupp is officially on the market, and of course we'll react as soon as he lands elsewhere. Just a quick programming note, if any other news breaks today, I will do, of course, more podcasts, but I'm going to be away for the next couple days. You won't see any podcasts from me again until Tuesday, at least, of next week. But when I come back, I'm going to do a roundup, so it'll be a little bit longer of the stories that I missed while I was away. But in the meantime, of course, we will have you covered across the board over at ftnfantasy.com, and you can continue to follow along with me on Twitter, @JeffRatcliffe, of course, the same handle on Instagram. I'll catch you for the next one.